Hi, friends. It's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. The next episode of the dark fiction series Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's called Secret in Silver Falls, and it's a Cold War-era creature feature. Here's a short preview.
Ned, it's a government facility, so even if I had...
Well, my government doesn't keep secrets from citizens, just enemies.
Okay, but that's not really how it works.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
I'm not saying that. It's just...
Gotcha, you little shit.
Ned.
How about we go inside, you and me? You can tell me what's happening. And then I can tell all these fine folks there ain't nothing to worry about.
I don't have answers to share with you.
I insist.
Ominous Thrill is out now, everywhere you listen.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible.
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
The Violet Hour presents
Hollow, Episode 1, Leave. The following podcast contains adult language and graphic content. Listener discretion is advised.
We live as we dream, alone.
No! Please! Look! You don't have to do this! You don't have to do this! No! No!
Oh, but we must. For our freedom. And for yours.
You have every right to kill me, but you have no right to judge me. Once the veil is lifted, you see it all at once, there, naked. You must embrace the horror before you as an instrument of your will with no restraint, no faith, and no fear, or declare eternal enmity to it. There is no place for half measures. For a man's mind, his soul, is capable of anything.
Excuse me, miss. The seat taken?
All yours.
The chief executives of the Americas and Anglo-India met today to renew their contractual relationship that extends to primary produce, medical research, armaments, and a joint interstellar project initiative. The communications executive of the Milan Consortium expressed concern of this new development and that it could escalate tensions in the Oceanic Asian region.
The more things change, right? Where are you heading?
Up there.
Me too. For work?
Yes.
Me too. I like traveling on a train, though. Takes longer, but you see more of the world up close. See all of it. All of its history, warts and all. London, Madrid, Casablanca, Kano. It's amazing to see all the people and places. We don't take the time to appreciate all the different civilizations anymore.
Maybe civilization is a bit overrated.
I'm Nelly, by the way.
Amelia.
Where are you from, originally?
What does it matter? I mean, none of these places are going to be around in like 1,000 years anyway.
Leaves fall when the breezes blow. In the springtime, others grow. as they go and come again, so upon earth do men.
Shakespeare?
It's a poem from the Iliad, I think. They all tend to blend together, don't they? The classics. The further away we get from what we know, the darker the places are. But sometimes there's a comfort in knowing we've all been doing the same thing for thousands of years.
Maybe.
We used to think that progress was just a steady climb. But it wasn't like that for most of history. It looks like we are getting back to our old ways. Nothing around us is new anymore. If you want something new, you have to look up at the sky and the moon. A constant reminder of just how far away from it all I really am.
Pretty deep for a train ride.
Sorry, love. It's my job. I'm a poet. A performer. We never clock out. We're always on.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm a corporate consultant. Off-world, within the system, mostly.
Pretty cryptic. Still, you wouldn't catch me going there. The moon is the farthest I'll go. Everywhere else is just too dark.
I don't mind the darkness. I feel safe there. It's the only place that's ever been truly honest.
Well, we all end up there sooner or later.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Good afternoon. Passport and corporate sponsorship credentials, please. This visa is good for 72 hours on the lunar colonies of New Uruk and New Lo Yong. Any further travel to other lunar cities will require an additional temporary visa. I notice that you have a one-way ticket. I will point out that overstaying your visa is a serious offence that carries significant mandatory minimum jail sentence and possible labour relocation to off-world colonies.
I won't be staying long.
Do you care to purchase an extension for an additional 24 hours?
I'm good. Like I said, I won't be staying long.
Good. See that you don't.
Thanks.
For a stimulant or relaxant before departure. You have selected relaxant. Please select your dosage. Remember, only select a dosage that corresponds to your body weight and age. Selection of the wrong dose. Dispensing. Would you care for a hot towel?
No.
Thank you. Be advised, services are suspended for the first 20 and final 20 minutes of the voyage. Have a pleasant flight. Goodbye.
You are way stronger than me. I'd have taken three of those.
Well, one is enough for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been granted clearance for an immediate takeoff. Please make sure all restraints are fastened and all electronic devices are switched to interplanetary mode. That, folks, there was some unexpected debris as we exited the planet's exosphere. We're looking at a relatively smooth journey from here on out with minor, if any, complications. Please keep your restraints fastened until we identify stasis.
You didn't seem bothered by any of that.
You learn to expect it after a few times.
Well, thanks for the heads up, mate.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have entered our stream to the moon and achieved stasis. You can undo your restraints and move about the cabin. If remaining your seats, please stay strapped in for your safety and the safety of others, as we are now weightless. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to space.
Well, will you look at that? I've never seen stars like that before. Don't tell me you're not impressed by that either.
It's like everything else, you get used to it after a while. Taxi!
King Gilgamesh Hotel, please sit back. Enjoy the sights on your journey. Welcome to the greatest city in the galaxy. Welcome to New Uru.
Well, would you look at that?
Hi, do you have an appointment?
Yes, Wallenrod, Amelia Wallenrod. I'm here for a physical.
Yes. Lodovico Corporation, is it?
Yes.
Shouldn't be too scary for you. Pretty routine. It's more of a compliance requirement. No one ever gets flagged. There's too much money in it for the clinics. You're the fifth today. I'm Jordan. If you need anything, just ask.
I like your honesty, Jordan.
I like fly girls, Amelia.
Do a lot of fly girls come through here?
Not with the same attributes that you have.
All right, then. Are there any other medical conditions I should be aware of?
No.
Please place your arm here. There we go. Shouldn't take but a moment now. Miss Wallenrod, is it?
Just Wallenrod.
You know, although this is a routine physical, it wouldn't be much help if you're holding back on me. You're going out there, huh? Famous. Interesting, too.
Why aren't you going there, Doc? They could probably use someone like you.
I was born at night, but not last night.
What? What do you mean?
Any history of mental illness in your family, Wallenrod?
Is that in the interest of science, too?
Could be. To watch the mental changes on the spot. But can I measure your head?
Excuse me?
A scan. It wouldn't cost you anything. I'll include it in the billing for the physical. Just a procedure I like to do with all those who come through here and go out into the wilderness, so to speak.
And when they come back, too?
Oh, I never see them again. Frustrates me to no end. There is no ability to compare.
So what happens to them when they come back?
Why, I don't know. Promoted. As I said, I never see them again.
Look, Doc, am I cleared?
Cleared? Yes. Yes, you are. Avoid irritation, adieu, or is it Ella Vida? Goodbye. One more thing. Out there, in the darkness, one must, before everything else, keep calm.
There you go.
Thank you. Hey, I was wondering, do you know anyone here? In the city, I mean?
Is this part of...
Oh, no. No. No, no. I'm going to be at the Standard uptown tonight, and thought you might like to join me.
Oh, thank you, but, I'm going to rest up and maybe grab a bite at the hotel. I have a meeting tomorrow.
Ah, yes, the meeting. I assume this is your mission briefing, right? Oh, stop it. Who do you think handles the administration from our end? The doctor? I probably know more about your briefing than you do. It's okay. I promise we won't get up to any mischief.
I don't...
Look, here's my link. If you feel like coming out later, let me know. Come on. You're a woman with a free night in New Uruk. Live it up a little.
I've arrived. I'm sitting at the bar. Where can I find you?
Miss Wallenrod?
Jordan, just call me Amelia.
You remembered.
I never forget a pretty face. Also, you gave me your link, so there's that.
Why don't you come grab a drink with me and my friends?
I don't know. I'm antisocial.
And I'm persistent. Come on.
Sometimes the creepers tip big. You gotta keep an open mind. You think they run the show, but without us...
I'll take a shot to that. To our back-breaking labor that makes this galaxy function.
I don't know if I can drink anymore.
Well, we didn't get bottle service to let it go to waste.
To the hospos! The real public servants.
Not that anyone appreciates us. Did you hear about Diana?
What happened?
Lost her job.
I don't understand.
If you lose your job here, you lose Visa sponsorship, and you have 72 hours to get the fuck off the moon.
What? Everyone?
Everyone.
Except those who own everything, of course.
Then, they stick you on a transport on the next cheapest flight back to the Rock. They land you anywhere. Diana's family is in Paris. They landed her in Bangalore.
Oh, shit.
So, Amelia, Jordan says you're a pilot.
Actually, I'm a contractor.
You still look like a pilot.
Contractor. It's a bit shallow, isn't it?
I'm sorry, she...
Well, if you think I'm shallow, why don't I buy everyone around so that you can be my friend? We can confirm it, yeah?
Yeah!
Yay. Here. Let me help you.
Oh, checking up on me?
No. I just... Hey. Why little Vico? You seem... different than their normal type.
I just want the job to get where I want to be. If they think I can get the job done and it helps them, all the better.
Good answer.
So, did I get the job? It's okay, I don't mind. Just better to be up front.
I'm here to spy on you, fly girl. Sort of. Was that... a mistake?
Only if you stop.
Where are you staying?
The King Gilgamesh.
Me too.
Have a seat, Miss Wallenrod.
Thank you.
Your record is exemplary. Antarctica, then Phobos. You saved Keo Limited a small fortune. We'd love to know how you did it.
You and the Lompasa Commission. I'm bound by Torrance Group NDA. Sorry.
Well, regardless, we are looking for you to fulfill a preliminary mission with potential for ongoing work. Would you like to proceed further, under the bounds of our NDA?
Yes, please continue.
Let the record show that Ms. Wallenrod has agreed to the terms as specified under Section 32. We have an operation out of Titan that requires this man.
Who is this guy?
Carlos Bardales. He is the designer of the latest Austronesian class of interstellar ships. He is currently on Mars, and we need him on Titan.
So this is a babysitting mission?
Of sorts. You are to acquire and escort him to our people over there. For that, you will be compensated according to the standard Wesley model fee.
Great.
Think of it as a trial run. You will tag along with an intercept team, but you'll be the commanding officer of the mission at the rank of full major.
So an intercept team and a major to acquire an asset. That's pretty serious. I presume that he's not coming willingly.
That is for you to determine. But I can say that you can complete the mission by any means necessary. Just try to keep it low-key if you can. We don't want any local Mars entanglements. Any questions so far?
No, Not at the moment.
Good. You will also be required to record log entries for the mission to cover any unanticipated legal entanglements.
Mission critical?
Everything is mission critical from a legal standpoint.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
How did you find this place?
Once you live here long enough, you learn to find all the tucked away places under the dome. It's beautiful here when the lights go dim. You can see everything.
You know, as a child, I would look up into the darkness of the night and dream about exploring your world and all the others out there. I couldn't see them, of course, but they were up there. I've spent my whole life looking up to this. I can see how they can look down and think of themselves as gods.
Speaking of which, how was your meeting?
It's funny, afterward, in the street, a weird feeling came over me that I was an imposter. Me. And I'm normally happy to clear out within 24 hours notice to go anywhere, with less thought than most people crossing the street. And for a moment, just for a second, I had... I guess the best way I can explain it is that instead of going to another planet, I was about to go off to the dark edges of the galaxy.
Is that what you were thinking about just now? Staring off into the rock?
There.
Is that home for you?
Not really. Not sure where that would be. I was actually thinking of the old times when the Romans first came. Darkness was there yesterday. Imagine being a Roman soldier going off into the wild of those lands. Nothing but cold fog, savages, and death everywhere. It rose to become the city of the planet and then faded. Now, this place, it's like a flash of lightning in the clouds. And we live in the flicker. Long may it last as the old earth keeps rolling. Darkness was there yesterday, and soon it'll be returning.
We all do, don't we? In a way.
Your tattoo there, I wonder if you were a chorist.
No, just a relic from a past life. Probably when you were a Roman. Your type are always the same.
Oh, shut up. We're not like the Romans. They were conquerors. Their administration was merely a squeeze. It was just robbery with violence on a great scale and men going at it blind. We're bringing something different with us. An idea. Something...
The Romans probably said the same thing. The conquest of the world, our own great expansion. It's not a pretty thing when you look into it too much. Most people don't like what they find out there.
What do you mean by that? Jordan, do you know something?
I will leave you to your thoughts. I know you need to start your log for the mission. Once you're done, come in for the night. It would be nice to spend some more time together before you leave.
Very well, I will. I promise.
Major Amelia Wallenrod, under the service of the Lodovico Company. First log entry. I am yet to start the mission. The Earth, its colors are sharp and brilliant. I have the distinct feeling I won't be seeing her for a while. It's beautiful from a distance. But when you look close enough, you see the cracks, the rot below the surface.
We are the hollow men. We are the stuffed men. Leaning together. Headpiece filled with straw. Alas!
You've been listening to Hollow, a production of Violet Hour Media, directed and produced by Maria Corso, written by Michael Ryan Asip and Peter Weinsutsky, music composition by Umberto, executive producer Cassie Josephov. Sound design, sound mix, and master by Jan Piasecki, edited by Simon Machin, produced by Peter Weinsutsky. Shiva Nagar is the voice of Amelia, and Doug Bradley is Colonel Kurtz. Rich Green is Donner. Andrea Garcia is Private Keen, Hannah. Emmanuel Menjivar is Carlos. Nathan Coonan is Isaac. Joey Fontana is Kendra. And Ian Dick is Clark. Additional voices by Elana White, Farida Abdelaziz, Veronica Macari, Zach Glassman, Jacqueline Cherry, Duncan Ng, Mark Johnson, Michael Ryan Asit, and Stuart Maxheimer.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's H-Y-P-E-R-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L.